All right, welcome to 60 Second Classics with Mike Camerlengo. I'm your host, Mike Camerlengo. Thursday, September 29th. What a great day to be alive. One of those days where you go outside and you say, ooh, I can feel it in my bones. Today's going to be a day where I get nice coffee, or maybe I make the switch to hot coffee. I'm a guy, let me just tell you my preferences. I like iced coffee year-round, but I can only have it 1 to 2 times a week because it hurts my stomach. And people go, oh, it's so funny when you tell people that something hurts your stomach. Then they ask follow-up questions. So people are like, you like coffee? I go, yeah, I have it once in a while. Oh, you don't love it? Well, actually, it kind of bothers my stomach. Oh, yeah, it makes you shit, right? Me too. And I'm like, whoa, bro, I don't need to know about your shitting habits. All right? I'm just trying to buy a sweatshirt at Macy's. Like, let's chill. But people want to talk about their shitting. They're like, don't let that stop you. Coffee makes me just explode out of my butthole, but I love it so much. And it's like, okay, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Coffee does not do that to me. It actually does the opposite. It bloats me. There's something in the coffee that makes me feel bloated. So when I have it too much, I don't feel great. But I love the taste of it. So I go once or twice a week, I hit that iced coffee. I go iced coffee through the winter because I like to make the iced coffee last. Iced coffee, have it over the course of an hour. You know, if you have a hot drink, maybe you're chugging it, maybe halfway through you go, wait a sec, this thing's lukewarm. Now what? However, I do every day have a hot tea because I'm a lady. You know what? Why is tea and coffee, why is that gendered? Aren't we past that? It's 2022. If a man wants to drink an herbal tea, let him drink an herbal tea, goddammit. Actually, I don't drink herbal tea. I drink black tea with almond milk. Maybe sometimes I put a little honey in it because I'm a goddamn adult and I'm trying to live my best life. If you're still listening, 5-star reviews are great. Somebody actually popped one in with a comment last week and they said, wow, this dude sounds like he has great hair, which is awesome. And he sounds tall, which is exactly what I want you guys to write. People love that. They're going to scroll across that and they're going to, wait a sec, this is a good review. I got to check out this show. How tall are we talking? Because I'm 6 feet. 6 feet even. So that's not tall. You're not lying. If you do want to leave it, 5 stars if you like the show, 5-star review. I guess that helps people discover the show. If you want to leave a comment today, of course you can always write Voice of an Angel. Sounds tall. Got a great haircut. Today's suggestion is dudes never had a cavity, which is of course a lie. If you were listening last week, I went to the dentist and I had a cavity filled and it really fucking hurt. But we're going to lie to people discovering this show. Dudes never had a cavity. So if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, you want to listen to one. If you're looking through the reviews and you go, wait a second, this guy's never had a cavity. What's his secret? I got to listen. You can leave a voicemail, 617-340-9481. Leave a suggestion, a comment, get something off your chest, whatever you want. If you don't want it played on the show, you have to specifically say, hey, Mike, you big old dick bag, don't play this on the show. This is just meant for you. But if you don't say that, that shit's getting played on the show. And this week, we got a great one from Jake. Jake, take it away.
Hey, Mike, this is Jake. I got to have some breakdowns on Renegade. Everyone's favorite show from the 90s. Please do some Renegade. I don't know if you remember the show Viper, but yeah. Renegade, man.
Hell yeah, Jake. First of all, Jake's a cool-ass name. I don't know if you remember the TV show California Dreams, but Jake rocking that leather jacket. I mean, if that dude wasn't your idol growing up, I don't know who was. I don't know how old you are, Jake. But if you're on the younger side, look up California Dreams, Jake. You'd be like, holy shit, I'm going to try to be like that guy. If you're a little older, you might say, if you're my age, you might say, yeah, dude, no fucking shit. I have that guy tattooed on my bicep. So Jake was asking about Renegade. Now, when he first said Renegade, I'm thinking, I don't think I've seen that. I don't know what that is. But then I Googled it, Lorenzo Lamas. It feels oddly familiar. So I'm going to play the opening of the TV show and we'll see what the show's all about.
He was a cop and good at his job, but he committed the ultimate sin and testified against other cops gone bad. Cops that tried to kill him, but got the woman he loved instead. Framed for murder, now he prowls the Badlands, an outlaw hunting outlaws, a bounty hunter, a renegade.
20 seconds in right there. So they're showing him riding a motorcycle. You can't see him. There's a sun in the background. That is the most information I've ever heard packed into anything. They're setting up just everything. They're not leaving anything for the viewer to discover on their own. They're like, hey, do you want to see the show? It doesn't matter if you've seen another episode. It doesn't matter what you know about anything. This is the whole story of Renegade, which is great. Which is great. So we're at 19 seconds. This is a minute and 37 seconds. They don't make fucking TV openings like this anymore. Oh, shit. He just burst through the credits. Now he's riding. He's got a shotgun. This dude's fucking people up. He's running with his shirt off. He's got long hair. Okay, this dude's looking cool as hell, man. Oh, there's a babe. He just kicked the dude down the stairs. Another babe. Well, it's the same babe. They're going back to the same babe. He's riding a motorcycle with no sleeves. You guys got to look this up. Renegade. It's on YouTube. He was just dumping water over his head without a shirt in the desert. Oh, this dude's got fucking killer hair. I know I said this before, but they really don't. This is a softcore porn. This dude has his shirt off again, and he's flexing on the car, alternating between shirtless spin kicks, a snake, and machine gun fire. And then it finishes with him riding in front of the sun again. You can just kind of see a shadow. So, fuck yeah, Jake. Thanks for that recommendation. This is a TV show where I'm sure that was like on in the background when my parents would go out and they'd tell my brother, be like, hey, why don't you watch him? And then my brother would be like, yeah, fuck that. And he would go out and I'd be like, is this Renegade? What's happening here? And yeah, that's the kind of TV show where you watch when you're younger and there's a lot of skin, you know, and your body's going through those changes. And you go, whoa, I'm kind of intrigued by all this skin. So thanks for calling, Jake. You guys can also call 617-340-9481. You should also look those up on YouTube because listening to somebody watch something is probably fucking horrible. No, I'm kidding. Come on. That was fine. All right, so today we're going to talk about the sportsmanship commercial. If you've never seen this commercial, please go to YouTube. Type in sportsmanship, basketball, pass it on. This is one of the greatest commercials of all time. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter or any of that shit, Twitter is at mcamerlingo, Instagram and TikTok at 60 Second Classics. You can also go to 60secondclassics.com to see my breakdown of this commercial. I will post this podcast under this commercial so you have a reference point. If you don't have social media, first of all, God bless. If you're just a listener, I love you. I want to be like you. Please find a way to go to YouTube, sportsmanship, pass it on so you know what the fuck I'm talking about. This commercial is amazing. What happens is, there's a big high school basketball game happening. A team throws the ball out of bounds, and they call it. They go, no, it's the white team's ball. Red team throws the ball out of bounds, white team's ball. Kid on the white team's name's Alex. He goes back to the huddle. He goes, coach, I fucking touched the ball. I touched it. And coach is looking at him like, dude, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, you're looking at me. You're saying, first of all, what am I supposed to do with this information? Like, I'm drawing up a dope-ass play for a game-winning shot, and you're coming to me with this shit. Anyone ever tell you information you just can't do anything with it? Like, oh, did you hear North Korea fired a fucking ballistic missile into the ocean? You go, yeah, I don't. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that information? Like, I gotta mow my lawn, dude. I gotta mow my lawn. And that's what the coach is looking at him like. He's like, dude, I don't know what you want me to do. But Alex is giving him that look. He's like, you know what the fuck I should do. I'm gonna go tell that ref that I touched it, and it's going to give the other team a ball. Because he said it again. Coach looks at him. Alex goes, I touched it. And at this point, Alex's teammates are looking at him like, you got to be fucking kidding me, Alex. This is why we don't invite you anywhere. Like, yeah, we had that after prom party. Did you notice that you weren't fucking there? You're a narc, dude. You're a narc. Everyone's always talking about how you're a narc. You know, you raise your hand, you tell the teacher they forgot to assign the homework. You're out here telling refs that they missed the call. Ref doesn't need to know that. You know what? The ref doesn't give a shit. He's getting paid $30. He just wants to get out of that gym without getting fucking uppercut into the stands. Being a high school basketball ref is can be dangerous. But no, Alex tells him. So coach puts away his clipboard. You know he was drawing up that dope play, too. You can see it in his eyes. He's been waiting. Every night he goes home and he tells his fiance, he's saying, man, I hope we can get a close game because I got the best play I want to draw up. And he's like showing her the play. She's like, yeah, someday you'll have the chance to draw up that play. And he's like, I hope so. And every night, Friday night, Tuesday night, whenever they play, he gets home. She says, Did you run the play? And he goes, I didn't have a chance to run the play. Just didn't come up. I don't want to force it. So then finally, his team gets the ball with 3 seconds left. He goes, this is my chance. I'm going to run the play. I've been dreaming about this play. I can't wait to show my fiance. I'm going to be a great husband because I call the game winning play. I'm going to be in the fucking front of the newspaper, the school newspaper, but still the newspaper. They're going to interview me. They're going to say, Coach, what a great play. How'd you even think about that? When all of a sudden, fucking Alex goes, no, Coach, all your hopes and dreams, I just lit that shit on fire. Put that play and throw it in the ocean because I touched the ball and I'm fucking up everybody. I'm fucking up everybody's dreams. And you can see he looks at him like, Alex, you piece of shit. You piece of shit. And the rest of the team hates his guts, of course. Alex runs over and he tells the ref, and shout out, the ref just immediately, he does not give a shit. He goes, oh, okay. He just points the other way. He wasn't like, oh, dude, we're going to nominate you for an award. He's like, yeah, oh, it was, I fucked up? Yeah, probably, dude. I'm so high right now. So Alex runs over and the credits come on. It says sportsmanship, pass it on. So he's passing on sportsmanship. So do you think someone in the stands is going to be like, wow, that inspired me so much to pass on sportsmanship? Or are they going to be like, dude, should we jump this dude outside the gym? Like, should we put him in a headlock and start uppercutting? Because this is our rival team and we were about to win. And fucking Alex, 0 for 8 Alex, dude hasn't hit a shot since sophomore year. Alex, just wrecking shit. Fucking Alex. You know the sick thing is, going back through the replay, I don't even think Alex touched it. If you slow it down, it's like, did Alex even touch it? That's a question. Some people were saying, Mike, I think Alex is point shaving. That's another option. Could Alex have been gambling? He could have been so out over his skis. You see it in his eyes. He looks troubled. He has that look that says, Coach, I got 300 bones on this game. And if it goes the wrong way, someone's out there going to give me Wicked Witch of the East legs. And I'm not trying to live like that. And Coach knows. He's like, oh, shit, man, I see you're in trouble. And Coach doesn't have the money to help him out because that suit, he spent it all on that Men's Warehouse suit. Because he had to pay $50 extra, so they tailored it. Because they tailored it at first. And they're like, all right, that's the free tailoring. But Coach brought it back. He's like, dude, you know I got them weird-ass thighs. And I'm like, all right, we'll do it, but this is like a second. This is an extra thing. And he's like, just do what you got to do. I got a big game. So sportsmanship, pass it on. Fucking Alex, man. This commercial is just every year somebody will reshare it because it angers everybody so much. And I think it's hilarious. It's actually a well-made commercial. The gym is of a proper size. It's not like one of those index card gyms like Family Matters or Fresh Prince. It's got a good game. The dude goes down and throws down a dunk. The crowd's into it. Everything's great, except that Alex ruins everyone's fucking senior year. You know, there'll be one or two people like, Alex, you did the right thing. But then when they get in a group of people, they'll be like, Alex, fuck that kid, right? I would never do that. So really, are they passing it on? I don't think they are. If you want to see that commercial, please, YouTube, sportsmanship, basketball, pass it on. Thinking of passing it on and playing basketball, my old ass needs to get into a pickup basketball league. I need it. I know I probably keep saying this, but I need to get into a pickup basketball league. I haven't played in a while. I need to get that jumper going. I need to play some half-ass D, throw some no-look passes that may or may not hit the wall out of bounds. But that's half the fun. You ever throw a no-look pass and it doesn't work? Holy shit, that's embarrassing. Probably the most embarrassing thing you can do in basketball. Some people say, oh, you can fall or miss a dunk or an air ball. An air ball? Please, I would take an air ball so much more over a no-look pass that sailed into the third row. Because a no-look pass that doesn't work, people have an added judgment. Like, if you airball a shot, people are like, oh, he was trying to score. It didn't work. Oh, well. But if you throw a no-look pass and it, like, hits the other coach on the sideline, then people are going to be like, oh, he thinks. It's all about think. Oh, he thinks he's so good, but he sucks ass. And that's the thing. You don't want people to be like, oh, you think you're so good. It's like, no, dude, I am good. Watch this no-look pass. It's a real risk-reward thing because if you throw a no-look dime and it works, you're the king of the castle. You will get lifted on people's shoulders. You are an all-star. Smash Mouth, look it up, Spotify. But if you throw a no-looker and it just bounces off your teammate's head, or they just pick it off and go the other way, you're a big bag of shit. And that's just all there is to it. The point is, I want to play some pickup hoops. And thinking about playing pickup hoops, maybe I'll go to the Y. The winter's coming. Some kind of men's league. It's got to be over 30. All right. I can't be playing with the youngsters. Maybe I'll go over 25. But if you're in that 18 to 25 range, you have those young legs. You have plenty of oxygen. I don't care for that. I need people who are winded. People who are saying, is my ankle going to turn if I get this rebound? That's the kind of hoops you need. I will dominate that shit. So this got me thinking, there are several kinds of people you play pickup basketball against. I got about 8 right here that I could think of. I'm sure there's a million more. Tweet at me, at mcamerlingo, Instagram, at 60secondclassics, or shoot me an email, 60secondclassics@gmail.com, or 617-340-9481. Let me know the kind of guy or woman that I missed. So this applies to anybody who plays hoops. I'm just saying guy because I play with a bunch of dudes, but if you're not a dude and you play hoops, I mean, all this shit applies. Trust me, I've seen lots of different people play basketball. These archetypes fit everybody. So number one, the sweaty guy. There's always someone you play pick up basketball with who is sweating uncontrollably from the minute they start playing. Like first time down the court, maybe you put your hand on their back to go up and get a rebound, and your hand just slides off. And you're like, oh, is that an ice luge? What is happening right now? Just wet. Just really wet. Number two, the non-basketball guy. Now, this is maybe a hockey player, maybe someone who just wants to, you know, run around. He will probably hurt you at some point. He doesn't mean to, but he'll lower his shoulder. He'll hack you. He has tons of energy. His energy does not go away. He'll grab rebounds, but he's not going to hit any jumpers. He's just going to run around. He's going to be a pain in the ass if he's covering you. Again, you'll probably get maybe a bloody nose. So good luck if he's against you. That's all I'm saying. So number three, the set shooter. This is a guy who plays, and all he seems interested in doing is running to a spot, and he legit won't do anything else. But he's a good shooter. He can shoot. Maybe it's a corner. Maybe he has a couple different spots. He's the guy, when you go to the gym, he's like putting it high off the backboard just to get his touch. Oh, in the corner, that guy. Great, great shooter. Not much else. He's maybe, if you're putting together a team, you go, yeah, let me get that guy fourth because you can dish it to him in the corner. But he won't do anything else. He'll just shoot. Number four, the defensive hero. This dude is someone who just loves playing defense. He's different than the non-basketball guy because the defensive hero is all about D. It's like a dude who went to Duke. He's slapping the floor all the time. He's probably annoying as hell because he'll yell out defense. And you're like, dude, I'm just trying not to have my hamstring explode. Like, let's all chill. I'm trying to play a 2-3 zone. They do not want to play zone. He is in your face. If he's guarding you, it sucks. He's annoying. But if he's on your team, he'll definitely get 4 to 5 steals, start the break. A real guy you want to play with and a guy you do not want to play against. Number five, the I'm just here to get away from my family guy. He does not give a shit what happens in the game. Maybe he'll hit a couple of threes. Maybe he won't shoot at all. Maybe he just wants to run up and down the court. He's the guy you pass it to, and right away he just throws it back to you. And you're like, do you want to take the ball? He's like, I don't give a shit. He just doesn't give a shit. This guy is fun to play with, but if it becomes a close game, it becomes a little annoying. Because you're like, what was Jeff doing? He was just like fucking daydreaming. It's like, yeah, he's daydreaming about how he can leave his family for good. And I know that's a little dark, but you know what? That's what Jeff's all about. Number six, the I have all the equipment guy. This dude is not good at hoops. He's not good at basketball, but he has his headband. He has his ankle brace. Maybe he's got his rec specs. He's got his wrist things. He's got his shooting sleeve. He's the guy who comes in the gym. You go, whoa, this dude must play all the time. And it's like, yeah, maybe he does or maybe he doesn't, but he ain't good at it. Number seven is the I'm going to get hurt guy. There's always somebody who will get hurt if you're playing pickup basketball, especially if you're over 30. There's usually a couple guys who are always the guy. So somebody will get hurt and you're like, oh, fuck, man, Yeah, he's got that ankle, right? And it's always something like that. So these guys are usually good players. They play a lot. So if you get this guy on your team, you're like, yeah, I want this guy on my team. But it's a risk because they could get hurt. And then you got to pull someone in from the stands who probably isn't that good. So the I'm going to get hurt guy, high risk, high reward. And finally, the asshole during the game guy. This dude, when he's playing, the biggest dick in the world, maybe slapping your hands a little, holding your shirt down to get a rebound, doing whatever it takes to try and win. Not very friendly, just has a scowl on their face. You go, I hate this guy's fucking guts. The second it ends, greatest guy in the world. He's your best friend. Oh, hey, man. Yeah, you should come over sometime. I got a pool. You're like, what the fuck? I hated you 2 seconds ago. Now I love you. I'm so confused. All right, that is it for this week's Thursday show. Thanks for listening to 60 Second Classics with Mike Camerlingo. If you want to see some more videos, go to 60secondclassics.com. If you want more people to listen and see the videos, tell your friends. That's all I say. People say, hey, Mike, how can we support you? Tell your friends and your neighbors. And then convince somebody to give a $5 million grant. Thanks to Jake for calling in. You guys should call in as well and leave a message. Have a great weekend. See you guys next week.